home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited about this week's teaching. God has assigned each and every one of us a purpose. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, it was already spoken what we are to do here in the earth. And then we were crafted. We were fearfully and wonderfully made with everything that it takes to bring that purpose to pass in the earth. But sometimes we feel disconnected from that, and we're wondering and we're wandering, trying to find purpose. But the purpose is already within us. It must be revealed through revelation, and we must then use that revelation, that vision, to draw the blueprint. So that's where we're going to be all this week in Make Your Day Count.
And I am going to encourage you to do not miss one day of this broadcast. Be sure you put that in your calendar, that all 5 days, I am going to make a quality decision to listen to Make Your Day Count, because we're going to be talking about vision, purpose for life. And the Bible does clearly teaches, without a vision, the people perish. We're going to go into those scriptures. So look, if you don't know where you're going, everywhere look the same. Mm-hmm. If you do not have vision, then someone has to lead you. But when your sight is right, then you can walk. When your vision is off, you stumble. So that's why it's so excited. And tell your friend to tune in. Tell a friend that you have tuned in to WMIE this week, 91.5. And tell him, Make Your Day Count is teaching a good subject, the purpose of life, the vision for your life.
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says, where there is no revelation,
yes,
the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. So I'm going to read it one more time. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. So think about that, what Pastor said, in a practical way. When a man doesn't know where he is going, everywhere looks the same. So here it's telling us, when there's no revelation.
Yeah.
When there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. They're not doing anything specific in order to obtain the vision or the revelation. They just doing whatever. They're just doing them, right? The expression, do you, live your life.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it as unto the Lord. And Pastor taught a lot. One of his foundational teachings is about doing the good thing versus doing the right things. And a lot of times we're caught up doing all of these good things, but we're not doing what is right for us. So we are exhausting ourselves. We're using up our energy, our resource, and our talents doing all these good things, but it's not bringing any forward momentum into the right thing, the right path, the precepts that God has for our life.
Yes. So, Pastor Diana and Pastor Emily, we will define vision before. Now, it says vision is revelation, is revealed. So, where there is no revelation, the people cast off. Where there is no vision, the same. So, we can substitute the word vision and revelation, interchangeable. They are interchangeable words. So, a good working definition on this week will be, vision is a divine insight into God's specific plans for our individual life. So he can now say, vision is God's divine insight, not man insight. That's why I had the word divine. So it's separate, not some insight from man, for me, but the insight comes from God. So it's God's divine insight plan to an individual for his life. So we need to know, what is God plans for my life? What is God purpose for my life? We also can add to that definition, broaden it. Vision is the unfolding of God's plan for a person, a nation, or a group. Okay? So we can just broaden it out a little here and say, now, vision is the unfolding of God's plan for a person, for a nation, or a group of people. And a group could be a church, an organization, whatever. So we need God's divine plan in order for us to function correctly. So we can do many good things, but it might not be the right thing for us to do. So that's the reason why we need God's plan for our life.
When we know what the right thing is, then we can reject what is not right. But if we don't know what the right thing is, then we're going to accept everything as being right when we don't know. So that's why the counterfeit is able to get passed, because people receive it as being real. And what is it when something's counterfeit? It's imitating, it's deceptive of that which is real. But when we know the genuine, then we're able to reject the counterfeit, even though it's plotted that it will be perceived as real, the counterfeit. But when we know the real, when we have experience with the real, when we know God and who he created us to be, then we easily reject the counterfeit because we know that there is no worth in it.
Yeah, God knows the numbers of hairs on our head, and he knew us in our mom's womb. So his plan for our life is already there. It's just up to us to follow his lead and to do what he's meant for us to do.
So we should seek the plans of God. Mm-hmm. In my book, Make Life Work, the number one chapter, in chapter one of that book, I says, in order for your life to work, if your life is going to work in this physical realm, you must ask God. Mm-hmm. Ask God first. Mm-hmm. Ask God. Let God tell you what you should do. So it says, one of the reasons, that old chapter, one of the reasons why your life is not working, because you do not know what God designed you to do. You out of the design and the plans and purposes of God. And so you are wondering. Like we said earlier, if a man doesn't know where he's going, everywhere looks the same. So when you are outside of the plan of God, everything that come your way look like, this is what I should do. Mm-hmm. So he says, seek God first.
Then the other part of that is, when you know where you're going, you eliminate what is not the place.
Come on.
So when you know where you're going, you know the specific destination, you're not just turning here and there because you think this might be the way, or you think that might be the way. You know, right? There's a difference between thinking and a hoping and a wishing and knowing.
Right.
So when I know exactly where I'm going, I'm not tempted or I'm not distracted by things that appear to maybe be the way. I'm not trying to, you know, look. I'm not groping in the dark. I know exactly where I'm going.
So therefore, vision comes at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Vision comes where? At the beginning. It doesn't come in the middle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come at the end. Mm-hmm. It speaks at the end, but it comes in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So it's a guiding force. Mm-hmm. And another we can broaden the definition again for vision, that vision is a guiding force. It guides you to obtain the prize. So if a man, and all companies, so we could stop here. Most every company who exists today and is successful has a vision plan. They can tell you the plan for their company. They have a vision plan. They're not willy-nilly doing it. And they set out with that plan. They have that vision for that company, what the product they're going to put on the market and how they're going to put it on the market. It all planned out. It all strategically planned out. And that takes you to Habakkuk, your next scripture.
In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because I will surely come. It will surely come. It will not tarry.
Yeah.
So as Pastor just said, he said, the vision is not in the middle or the end, because there will be no momentum if there's no vision in the beginning.
Yes.
The vision must be in the beginning where we see what we are working to bring to pass. And here in Habakkuk, it says, write the vision. So when it's right, Pastor said during service, when it's right, R-I-G-H-T, then we will write it. W-R-I-T-E. Yeah. Because you just know that God is speaking, that God is desiring you, and it's not desiring you to do something specific, and it's not your thought. Because we could discern between our thought and God's thought, because God's thought is not like our thought. So when a thought for good comes, for something for the future, for something to come to pass, when those thoughts come, they're coming from God. His thoughts are above our thoughts. They're higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So we know when it's us because it's within our reach. It's something that we're able to do. We see how to obtain it. But when it's God, we have to really ponder on the vision. You really do have to write it down, because you have to seek more revelation from God as to how to do it. Because when it's us, we know how to do it. You already did it. Yeah. You're repeating something that you've already done, or you're stretching a little bit past where you currently are. You know the way, the route to get there. But when it's God, you don't know the route right off. And that's why we have to begin to write the vision. And as we're writing the vision, the understanding comes. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.